Left mocks threats to murder Supreme Court justices, give them ARs. By Hannah Blow on June 9, 2022. The left on Thursday attempted to weaponize the recent threats against Supreme Court justices, including threats to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, by mocking champions of the Second Amendment, suggesting that justices should be given ARs or bulletproof robes to defend themselves. The other 98%, a left-wing group which claims to use meme warfare and savvy boots-on-the-ground actions to challenge the corporations and billionaires that have hijacked our democracy, shared a viral meme on Thursday morning in an attempt to mock those who treasure their Second Amendment rights and oppose the left's knee-jerk reaction to arbitrarily impose gun control measures to stop violent crime. "I don't understand," the meme, which features images of Justices Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Samuel Alito, reads. "If the Supreme Court is so worried about being attacked, why don't we give them ARs? Or maybe they ought to practice a few mass shooter drills? Bulletproof robes? You know, so they can defend themselves," it adds. S. Plenty of commenters joined in on the mockery. "They need to examine their door problem, I heard that's a big problem," one wrote as another added, "they can always hide under their enormous desks. It's we expect our school children to do, hid under their tiny desks. They've helped get gun laws where they are. Let them also live with the consequences," another added. The mockery follows authorities arresting a man, Nicholas John Rosk, who was armed with a Glock 17 handgun, for attempted murder. He was arrested near Justice Kavanaugh's home and allegedly admitted that he planned to assassinate him. Notably, over the past month, the Biden White House remained relatively silent on leftists targeting the homes of Supreme Court justices following the leak of the draft SCOTUS opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. While White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre condemned Rosk, stating that any violence, threats of violence, or attempts to intimidate justices have no place in our society, President Biden has remained personally silent. On Wednesday, House Democrats quashed the House GOP effort to provide additional security for Supreme Court justices, a rejection House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, deems shameful.